I'm sure that everybody will appreciate after they will hear the first sentence that you will say. So I will say a couple of words about you, and please feel free to have whatever you feel like to add. We are today teleclass, and it's March 10th, 2025, and Ruth Pierce lives in North Carolina. She speaks with a British accent, and her favorite snack is avocado, tomato, mozzarella on a baguette. I said that I have to say it because you wrote it so nicely. She says if she were mythical creature, she would be a fire breathing dragon or maybe a unicorn. When you work with Ruth Pierce, you benefit from her expertise in law, economics, project management, coaching, mentoring, and mediation. She brings 25 years of experience managing large projects across financial service, state government, and nonprofits. She has trained coaches and mentors for over 8 years. She is the author of Be Hopeful, Be Strong, Be Brave, Be Curious, and Be Project, and another book, Be Project Motivator, and has successfully navigated complex professional and personal transitions. She is the instructor for 5 LinkedIn learning courses, has over 650 hours of coaching under her belt, and recently partnered with Amigo to develop an AI coaching assistant. I hope that I will pronounce it well. Protégé. To enhance her coaching offerings. Never replacement for human coaching. The AI assistant help you stay on your chosen path when human coaching is out of reach. The stage is yours, and thank you so much for your time. And I am so grateful to know you.
Thank you, and thank you for the welcome. And thank you for the lovely way that you described my favorite food. It sounded absolutely delicious, the way you pronounced the words, you know, avocado, tomato, and mozzarella. And I was like, oh, yes, please give me some now. I did bring a presentation, but I think I am going to throw it away and make this a conversation. Before I get into the things I want to talk about with AI today, I want to ask all of you, and you can either put in the chat or speak up, you know, unmute yourselves and speak up. What are your thoughts about AI and coaching combined? Absolutely no thoughts whatsoever. That's why you came to this session, was so that I could tell you what to think. Is that what we're thinking right now? So, well, let me warm things up, because that was a bit much to just jump in. So let me warm things up. 2 years ago, I was someone who said, I will never use AI. So before we go any further, can help with content and much more. I love that. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Nahum? Thank you. So, never use AI. Hands up anyone who's never used AI. Enrique, okay. For other people, when was the last time you used AI?
Last week.
Today? Yesterday?
Last week.
Last week?
3 years ago.
Okay, what? 3 weeks ago, Terry?
Years.
3 years ago. Okay. So what would you think if I said AI is being used, or you are using AI right now?
I know that.
Every single one of us in this room is using AI at the moment, because Zoom incorporates AI as a way of giving people the option to have a transcript of what I'm saying. Now, they don't have multiple people sitting in a back room translating what I'm saying as I'm speaking, on the off chance that you want to have it either translated or put up on the screen as text, it is AI that's doing that. So when I said 2 years ago, I will never use AI, I realize now that was naive. Because I can't always know when AI is involved. So with that thought in mind, what are some concerns or opportunities that you see in incorporating AI into coaching? So Alfonso said, AI could be a good tool for my coaching business. I'd love to know, Alfonso, how do you imagine using AI?
How do I imagine AI?
What do you think about when you think AI could be a good tool for your business?
Well, when I'm now working on renewing the website, and then I ask ChatGPT what would be a good argument for a coach to get into the market in an attractive way.
So once ChatGPT comes back and says, here's something to use to promote yourself as a coach, what do you do to make sure that its suggestion meets ethical standards?
I don't care. I'm going to check it and I will contrast it with my own principles and values.
Okay.
I'm not looking for ethical answers. ChatGPT.
So
I'm not expecting anything like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if I may, I'm going to share something. Hold on. I should have this ready, but I'm going to get it now. Okay. Let me see. Share. So I'm going to share this. Oops, that's chat. Share. All right. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So this is a coaching website. And this is their headline. That it's bringing, coaching is bringing the power of transformation to each and every person. What do you think of that headline? And I will share with you that this is, you may be able to see from the link if you can see the link, but you know, this is a pretty big coaching organization. What do you think about this headline? This is the first thing anyone sees when they Google this organization.
The promise that everybody will have a transformation.
Okay. Terry, did I see you two thumbs up?
Yep.
Okay, what were the two thumbs up for?
Well, I want that also. I want
okay. The
possibility of transformation that every person can have maximum
okay. Reach
for.
So it doesn't say bringing the possibility of transformation to each and every person. It says bringing the power of transformation to each and every person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a claim that a coaching organization can make?
Yes.
Ooh, tell me more. Why is that a claim that a coaching organization can make?
Because it brings the power. It brings the possibility. It does not promise transformation. It brings the power, which means the possibility of transformation.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Is it true that it brings the power of transformation to each and every person?
If they use it, there's a chance.
Okay. But do you think each and every person in the world has the resources to be able to access coaching?
I can't say that positively.
I can pretty positively say they don't. So, yeah. So there's an opportunity there, right? We know that coaching can be transformative. We know that any person that engages in coaching has the possibility of experiencing transformation, but they may not have access. They may not be ready for coaching. They may not even value coaching. You know, you could tell them until you're blue in the face that coaching can create transformation. But if they don't believe in that, or if they expect it to be something very formulaic, you know, where you say, here are the 5 steps you follow and you will be transformed. Well, that's not what coaching is, right? For the coaching client, it's very hard work, or can be very hard work. So even one of the biggest, and this is BetterUp, one of the biggest organizations in the US providing coaching for different organizations, we may wonder a little bit about the extent of the promise, or at least some people do. So that's something that I think about in terms of the ethics and advertising is, yeah, absolutely. We want to show to people what's possible if they come and work with us. At the same time, we are ethically bound if we are a member of any of the accreditation organizations, ICF, EMCC, the Association of Coaches, any of those organizations would say, we must not overclaim. We can't promise anything, just like an attorney can't promise the outcome of a case if you work with them. So that was why I shared that. So going back to AI and that discussion about the advertising, that's a whole separate ethical discussion that I do with other groups. But it just to that point of AI would probably absolutely say, tell the world that working with you will transform them. And then we, as you said, Alfonso, we have to think about our own values and standards. But also, if we are a member of any of these coaching organizations, we have their ethical standards to uphold as well. So getting back to AI, 2 years ago, my attitude was never, ever will I use AI. Then it became, I will tell people always when AI is involved. And then I came to realize that I don't always know when I'm using AI. I do try to find out, but often it is much later that it's like, oh, that was AI doing that. So it can be a real surprise. So thinking about AI in coaching, what are some ways that, so we've had the content generation. AI can help us to take an idea and create content that we can then share with our audience to make more impact and you know, let them know what's on offer. What are some other ways that you think AI can be helpful to coaches?
Creating summaries of the sessions, coaching sessions.
Mm, okay, and what might be some risks coming from that, Enrique?
Well, that the AI don't take care of the, or don't focus on the things that we consider important. So in some way, I assume that we should train the AI in some way to let it know this is important. So,
mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that. So,
for example, for me, taking notes, it would be great because my notes are another class of notes, so it would be great.
So, and I don't take notes. One of my policies as a coach is, I shouldn't say I don't take notes. That's like saying I won't use AI. When I take notes, they're not to be shared with the client because I'm not consistent enough. You know, I am not making notes that at the end I can say, here you are, client, this is what we discussed today. More importantly for me, though, is I don't want to decide what's important for the client. I may say, well, this was an amazing insight you had 20 minutes in. And the client is like, that wasn't meaningful to me. The real insight was, without a coffee in the morning, I'm no use to anybody. you know, and it's for them to decide that, right? So that's one of the things that I wonder about. And you've mentioned the training, you know, being able to train your AI tool so that when it's making notes that that client is going to find useful, as opposed to a general sort of minute-taking tool.
Also, I was thinking mainly on my notes for me, not for the
you.
Client.
Okay. okay. All right.
I mean, the client is free to take notes on the spot, but for me, in terms of create again to recall the environment for the next, it would be useful because okay. I take the key things. I take the notes anyway. But maybe to have a bunch of information of this session, of the last session, would be useful. I don't know, but, well.
Okay, so we've got note-taking for the coach. There the challenge might be that AI puts more emphasis on something than you, the coach, would, or less emphasis is probably the danger, right, is it doesn't capture something that to you was important. We've got the possibility of note-taking for the client, and how do we make that client-specific? Now, what are some of the risks beyond the notes aren't the right notes? What are some of the other risks of using an AI tool to take notes? Alfonso, you've got your hand up, and then I think Hortel.
I want to still get on what kind of notes.
Okay.
Could be useful for a coach. For instance, I just write down the client's words. What is the goal that we have agreed? What is the measure of success? What are the values as I ask them about values and importance and vision, etc. And then I only write their own words so that at the end of a meeting, what I have is just a chronological list of words used by the client. There may not be all the words, of course, and there may not be the all the keywords. There will be only the words that I, as an MCC, have learned to detect as potentially relevant.
Okay, and I love what you said there.
One more useful thing is that I take notes of the strong words that the client is using across the meetings.
Yes, so we're looking, so it's helping you to identify patterns, repetitive thinking, beliefs that the person has that aren't maybe helpful, maybe not. And then to Enrique's point before about the training, I loved what you said, Alfonso, about I note down these things, because absolutely we could go to AI, give it a transcript of our session and say, what came up in these categories, right? What values showed up? What this, what that, what the other? And AI could help us capture that. So there's some opportunity there.
Hortel. I don't used to ask AI for what I know, she cannot do.
Yeah.
But when I say strong words are words that me as a trained coach, can detect with a special energy.
Yes.
And that could be useful for me the next meeting, because I will adapt to their language.
Yes.
More than my language.
Yes.
But I will never ask.
So here's a scenario where for you it would be really challenging, if not at this moment in time, impossible to capture your expertise in an AI tool, right? You've got the ear for it, you've got the experience and all of that. Hortel, what are you gonna add?
So for me, I am a very visual person. I can't listen without catching words. This is the way that I listen pure listening for me. I have to, I'm holding pen because this is the only way for me to remember. Otherwise, I can look at your lips and see that you are talking. So for me, listen to you, I have to write something. It can be a word. Nobody can use it because, like Enrique said, my notes, I cannot understand them. Really, it's only for me being present. It helped me a lot. So this is something very personal. And if somebody will tell me not to write, I can't listen. It's so difficult. It's like my mindset is not working like that. And so I'm doing it for myself, first of all, and then it helped me to be for the client. I can use their word. I can be more accurate with the listening. Writing a transcript, like with AI, and I had this very inconvenient situation last week, and I will say it in a very short words that it was a webinar, and one feature, I don't know how it get to my Zoom, and when I got in, it wrote that it's going to summarize, same like Terry did, but it's not from Zoom, it's from another feature. It's called Otter. And
oh, I know Otter, yes.
Oh my God. And then what happened that I directly wrote that I'm going out and I will come back because I can't remove it. So this is was the good, very instinct that I did. Then I got in the evening, and I thought it summarized everything, Terry, only that you will know, it summarized with PDF, everything. It was a horrible feeling because it was very good summarized, but I didn't mean it that it will happen. I got an email from the lady that she was the owner of the webinar, and she said, did you record our, and I said, no recording, only summarized. I will send you everything. I got so scared, and I felt so uncomfortable because they understand that something is with me. And it was very inconvenient. Of course, they understood and everything, but it was really, really, I don't know what words to put because I didn't mean to record anything, to summarize, I felt unethical. 100%.
I will just stop you there. Yeah, that is one of the challenges that we're facing, right? Is that we can't, we have an obligation to meet rules around confidentiality and things like that. And sometimes we can get caught out and feel as though we inadvertently breached confidentiality because something was going on in the background that we weren't aware of, right? Going back, yes, Terry.
If I may add another one.
You're muted.
How do we...
Terry, we can't hear
you. Oh, you're on mute.
Thank you. How do we get information that's important to me about the feelings, the emotions, I don't know if it can be programmed, the pauses, the facial. How do we get all that information, which is most of what my coaching is these days? It's not the words.
Well, and I think that is a really interesting point, Terry, is you said earlier about how, you know, you're watching very closely what the person is saying and how they're saying it. And we've got to ask that question of, can it now and will it ever be able to read facial expressions, tone of voice, change in... the speed at which the person is speaking, will it pick up on things like, we know, going back to Alfonso's comment about the strength of words, or the strength the energy that someone puts into something is sometimes they talk quietly and that's not typical for them. So, you know, there's something that tells you something, right? So will it be able to pick right now? It does not.
Right
now. It doesn't. It can listen to a voice speaking and translate that into text and make sense of it. But yeah, back to Nahum, these are exactly the things I would not want anyone and AI to do for me. So this is one of the big questions for coaches is, what do we want AI to do for us? There's the operational business type stuff. It can help us create content or choose the right words to connect with people. But what do we want AI doing as part of our coaching service? Mm-hmm. So here, that's a question for you, is what can you imagine an AI coach would be useful for in your coaching service, if anything? Liliana. I saw you on mute.
Yes. AI can, I was looking for the chat, but I can speak. AI can help us planning, organizing, making checklists, making scripts, but not coaching.
So may I share an example? I'm going to share the example. I'm not actually asking permission. So here's an example. One Friday, I had planned to spend the day doing all those business tasks that have to be done, but are not the most fun thing in the world. Well, my plans got turned on their head because I already had a live event like this one in the middle of the day, but also two clients reached out to me with everything that is going on in the US and said, I know we don't typically meet this short notice, but is there any chance of a coaching session today? Because I need to figure out how am I going to approach this current situation? And I said, yes. So we had, and they were long sessions. So I had two 90-minute coaching sessions with clients who were existing clients. I had a 90-minute live event. Well, it was a 60-minute live event like this, plus 30 minutes of debrief. I get to the end of the day and I haven't done a single one of my business tasks. I go to ChatGPT and say, how can I make sure that I stay on task and get things done that what I planned? And it came back with a wonderful list of tools, Pomodoro technique, the Eisenhower matrix, you name it, you know, the Kajabi window or something like that, Johari window, not Kajabi, Johari window, all sorts of things that it came up with and said, use these tools. And I was like, I'm a coach, I know these tools. Maybe I should have started by saying, I'm a coach, so please, you know, come up with something different. But I didn't, I just asked the question. Mm-hmm. I have been working on an AI assistant coach, I'm calling it. Some coaches are calling it a clone. But I've been working on one, and I was like, you know what? Let me go. Actually, it was mentioned at the beginning by Ortal. Protégé is the coach's name, coaching assistant's name. I was like, let me try my own coaching assistant. So I went in and said, how do I make sure I stay on task for my business tasks? And it came back and said, what is most important to you about your business? Good. And I was like, I love to coach people. I love to see them, you know, have those moments where it's like, oh, I know what I can do next. I love doing the speaking. And what it did was it transformed my attitude into, I spent the day doing what I love. Those tasks are beyond, you know, they have to be done and they are important in order to keep my business going. They are not the business though. You know, helping my clients, connecting with my clients, being there for my clients. Now that was an AI tool. That was what they call an agentic AI tool, because it didn't go to solutions of, here are 27 mm-hmm. ways you can accomplish this goal that you've set. It actually started to ask me questions around, what are my values? Why am I even doing it? Why does it matter? So with that in mind, and that's just one example, it has actually done it for me multiple times. With that in mind, what are your thoughts about, can AI coach? Maybe I'll make that more of a coaching question. What is needed? I'm speaking today, Alfonso. I'm not coaching today. So what is needed to get an AI tool to be able to coach?
A different mindset from us.
Okay.
To change our attitude. Because I was writing, and I was, first I would like to ask you a question, if it's possible. What is a coaching service for you?
Yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean by coaching service?
Oh, a coaching service. Yes, coach, that's a great question. So for me personally, it's me providing one-on-one live coaching with someone, either by video connection or by telephone. Usually I don't do much in-person coaching, or it is doing group or team coaching. Same deal, you know, that it's with, but it's with multiple people, so one coach to many people. And my service is generally focused on people 40 plus who seem to have everything. You know, maybe they seem to be successful, they seem to have what should make them happy, or that's what they think, but they're feeling burned out or lost. So my service is focused on that. So the question I was asking was, if that was my service, how do I enhance my coaching service with AI?
Mm-hmm. From the beginning, I was listening to all of you, and for what Alfonso was saying about the strong words, and Terry also the emotions, and said, this is also something that, for me, AI could not replace, and it's also about our style of coaching, on what we would like also to focus and to deliver to our client. But now that I'm listening to you, I said, maybe I can start changing my mindset from now on, and said, I can use the assistant coach to assist myself before going to a coaching session. This is what I write it down by listening to you all. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. That's why I said changing my mindset. Mm-hmm.
Changing your mindset, yeah. And I love that, the idea of us as an opportunity. The idea of us having, you know, almost a, well, it is a coach to help us think through, how am I going to support this client best? Mm-hmm. You know, here are some of the themes that I've heard from this client over time. What are some ways that I can challenge the client's beliefs, or support them in their goal, or whatever it might be, and getting ideas. So yes, the assistant coach could be our assistant, assisting us in the, you know, enhancing our coaching. My particular model is, it's an assistant coach that provides coaching when I'm not available. So it is, but, and I will say, there's a big but, you can only use my coaching assistant if you are in a coaching relationship with me. So there is always the human interaction. So it is a supplement, not a replacement. I know some coaches who are letting people just sign up for the AI tool, you know, and use that instead of human coaching, or in place of it. And I have decided not to do that. And as you can tell, I am using the AI coach for myself too. To help me think through things, like I didn't get the work done that I wanted. This is just how I'm using it. Ortal, you've got your hand up.
I have two thoughts. One, that now I understand that when I write to you and I get a message and I said, wow, she's on things, and she directly you react to what I'm writing, and this is amazing. It's not you, it's the AI, right? And this is amazing. No, it's you.
let me be really clear. You never use my AI coach without knowing it.
Okay.
So you sign in.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, so happy. It is me. Yes. So you sign in to use the coach you know, it maybe it's 2 o'clock in the morning my time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never going to be coaching someone at 2 o'clock in the morning. You may want to do some brainstorming. You sign into the AI coach as an alternative. If you get an email from me, a message from me, it's from me. I respond myself. Anything where I'm using AI, I will tell you that I'm using AI. I should put that all over my website. But it's like, you'll always know this was AI assisted, or the AI did this, or, you know, there's no AI that I'm aware of involved in this.
This is amazing. And this is one. And the second, for me, I'm a little bit scared, because I am afraid that if I will use the AI more, then mm-hmm. what is my about my independent thinking, right? If I need him, her, she, he,
it,
it, right? I'm afraid that my independent thinking will get shrink. And I know that it's there to expand my abilities, but there are moments that I said, why you need it? Try to mm-hmm. think by yourself. And this is, I'm there now. I'm checking myself where I am. But it's there.
So this is one of the things that is difficult to make general statements about, right? Is that AI offers a lot of opportunity. One of those opportunities is for people to become increasingly lazy, you know, not thinking things through themselves, because they just go to the AI and say, here's my situation, what do I do, kind of thing. And so it's like every other tool that we use. You know, it's got possibility and it's got, there's some risk. So being very clear about how we're using it and staying on top of it, and being aware of, as aware as we can, of how things are changing and how things are advancing. One of, you know, deciding for ourselves very clearly how we will and won't use AI, whether it's as a coach or as an individual. You know, I will go in and say, thank you, Nahum, and it's great to see you. Great to meet you. I will go in and sort of unload a whole lot of ideas on ChatGPT and say, make sense of that, you know, and it will sort of order it for me, but they're my ideas. I won't go in and say, what ideas do you have? I won't right now. Who knows? Maybe I'll get sloppy. I can't promise that, you know. I mean, 2 years ago, I said I won't use AI at all. So, yes, there are definitely some challenges. One of the things I was going to go back and ask Enrique is, if you were going to use AI to create more detailed notes for you in a session, what do you need to discuss with your client?
Well, what I said was mainly for me to review my actions,
mm-hmm.
Not for the client, because the client is always leading the session. Yeah. As Alfonso said, the important words are the client's words.
Okay.
But for me, in terms of many times, in terms of remember what has mm-hmm. happened, because sometimes I cannot remember.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me put it a different way. Yeah. When we work with clients and we take notes, you know, we write them down. Very often when we first meet the client, we'll say, if you see me looking away, it's because I'm just noting down something for myself, you know, to make sure that I keep track of it, right? If you were going to use an AI tool to analyze and summarize the exchange that you had with a client, what discussion do you need with the client before you can use the AI tool for yourself?
Well, of course, ask for permission. I mean, because when I take notes, sometimes I like to make drawings
mm-hmm.
based on the client's words, and I showed. I can share my notes to the clients, even if most of the time will have no meaning for the client. But in this case, using an AI tool, I must put it in the contract, I would say, and get the agreement that this is the purpose, this is the tool, and this is the purpose of using the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be completely clear, I mean, even if for example, now in the contract, we have a phrase which says, this is confidential, but you allow me to share things with the ICF review mm-hmm. committee. Do you agree? Mm-hmm. Yes. This is something, for me, it would be something similar. It says, okay, you mind if we can use this AI tool to have more information or whatever? In these terms, yes. If not, it's okay with me. In fact, I know that Zoom has the AI assistant. Mm-hmm. I haven't started using and configured it because I don't need it for the moment. For the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the key thing would be to get the agreement, a clear agreement with the client.
Okay. All right. So let's go. I did have a case study here, which we'll just spend a few minutes on, if that's okay. And this is a situation where the coach has an AI tool available that should be an add-on for clients, or an enhancement for clients. And at the start of their new coaching arrangement with somebody, I introduce my client to the concept of using AI as part of our engagement. And the client says, I don't like AI. I don't trust AI. I don't want AI to be anywhere near my coaching engagement. I don't want to access the tool. I don't want to think that the tool is involved in any way with the coaching. And so I agree, we will have an AI-free coaching engagement.
Yeah.
There will be no AI involved in our coaching engagement. What I've overlooked, though, is that I have automated processes that use AI. Now, this bit isn't true. So, Ortal, I'll go back to what I said was, if you receive an email, the email's from me. But it is possible to set up context-sensitive responses using AI and to help you with your operational processes, right? You can use AI to get the person registered, to tell them where to go to make their payment, to help them decide when they're going to book their appointments. You can use AI tools to do that kind of thing. And in this process, you know, I, as the coach, have forgotten that I'm using this AI process to generate emails between sessions. So not client-specific emails, but reminders and things like that. I also am coaching through Zoom, and forget that, as I mentioned at the beginning, whether I like it or not, AI is integrated into Zoom. What do I do when my real live assistant says, well, you've just promised this client no AI involvement at all, and even in sending the follow-up email saying, it was so great to meet you today, you used AI. What is my duty as a coach at this point?
If you are asking me, I will say, first of all, I will use humor. And at the beginning of the relationship, I will say, we are not using AI for coaching at all, but I have a virtual assistant, which is called any guy name, which will relate with you, and it's an AI tool. Are you okay with that or not? To receive emails, to manage the next appointments, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But not for the coaching process and the content and the process of the client.
Okay. So we've got the distinction between AI being involved directly in the coaching process versus AI being involved as a support operationally, right?
Yeah.
And in this instance, I'm saying that in this scenario, I have overlooked, when I'm saying no AI whatsoever, I've overlooked the fact that I am using AI from time to time for operational purposes. And so having said to the client, there's no AI involved in our engagement at all, what's my duty now when I realize that AI is sending updates and doing operational tasks?
As I'm thinking now, it would not possible.
Hmm.
I mean,
So what I need to do in this instance is probably go back to the client and say, I need to clarify that, yes, absolutely, we can exclude AI from the coaching relationship. Anything you receive, you'll receive from me to do with our sessions and so on. But here are the places where AI is already integrated into my process. But it is something where, you know, it can be easy to say, all right, there's no AI. And then we realize that it's, you know, it's not as simple as that. Sorry, I did not mean
to.
All right.
And if you said, no, I don't want that too,
mm-hmm.
it's something that you can cancel or you have control on that, or, and then he can choose if you want to continue or not, right? So if mm-hmm. you said, this is the only way that I work with Eileen's assistant and this is the way that I choose, this is his choice to choose to continue with you or not, right?
Right.
Or yes. you can control and cancel. I don't know if it can be something that
yeah. can. So one of the parts that I had for this scenario is what changes if we say, if anything, and is it ethical to say, I will charge you more for a coaching engagement that has no AI involvement whatsoever, but someone will personally send you emails, will personally send the updates, but there won't be any AI involved at all. Is it ethical for me to charge more for that version of the coaching engagement?
If you ask me, definitely not.
So tell me more about that, Nahum. I thought you were leaving, but we're very
yes,
glad you're here.
I thought too, but I was able to postpone 15 minutes and he answered last minute. So it seems to me that that when somebody is seeking your coaching, they are seeking your coaching. And that mm-hmm. is, so when you advertise your fees, you advertise your fees for Ruth coaching. And therefore, to say now that Ruth coaching without something else, I don't know what, without exercises, costs more or anything else. So I think it is, to me it looks that it is not only unethical, but I think that it changes the dialogue
mm-hmm.
between a coach and the clients. And that's why I think that what I miss personally in this conversation, not in this one particular, but is what exactly we mean by using AI and mm-hmm. how does it look like and what are the components and which are the everyday stuff that is considered not coaching, as you mentioned, and what is coaching. And then for coaching, there are very, very gentle or specific ways that I would use AI before and after coaching, mm-hmm. but not while coaching, because that's what people pay for.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm clear.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's very clear. So what we're saying is, if I'm using AI to make my processes smoother and more convenient for me, that's a convenience to me. I don't then charge someone because I'm not allowed to use those in this particular context, right? They've signed up, and it reminds me of the sort of ICF standard that regardless of who we're coaching, we give our best coaching experience. So if we've got a sliding scale, we don't give people who are on the lower end of the scale a lesser coaching experience because they can't afford as much, right? This is the coaching experience when you get with me. Terry, you've got your hand up.
Yes, thank you. I've been involved with ethics for decades in ICF. And if you have a rate chart in advance that you don't change just before a certain client is coming in, you are being ethical because you have a standardized rate system. It is up mm-hmm. to you what you put in it and up to the client whether they choose to take that offer. You could say, I will give you a cup of coffee. You drink coffee, you know. I will give you a cup of coffee and I'll charge you more. And if that's in the agreement and the client says, fine. So whatever the two of you agree to, but they have to understand what it is that AI is offering. Mm-hmm. And then you have to say the other point that you made, And there are other systems, because we're doing it on Zoom, there are other systems that do use AI, and if we use Zoom, they will be there. I have no control over stopping that. I have tried.
Wonderful. So those I will say there are some platforms out there that are US based that are actually more for psychologists and therapists, but they're HIPAA compliant. And so that means there's no AI integration at this point in time. Some things to think about. So yes, absolutely. If you've put out there already, there's this coaching model and there's this coaching model and here's the price differential, you've probably met the ethical requirement, especially to do with the rate thing. Another thing to look out for is one of the suggestions that was made to me was that before someone comes to that initial meeting, whether that be a discovery call or the first coaching call, that you have them sign a disclaimer that says they recognize and accept that you may be using AI in some of your processes. This is called click wrap. There is a famous US case, which I think was Dell Computers. You have to word those things extremely carefully because you can't bury any information so that it makes it hard for the client to understand, to the point that came up earlier when I think it was Nahum who said, you know, what do we mean by using AI in coaching? Is we can't just say you accept that we use AI as part of our coaching process. You need to be explicit as to, you know, how you use it, where it is used, where is it optional, where is it not. Another question that comes up sometimes is a coach who said to me that they had a client who said they didn't want to use AI at all, but the email they had received from the client says, please be aware that I use AI in my business processes. And she said, so do I really, you know, they sent me that as the email setting up the meeting. Do I have to go back and explain that I won't use AI as part of the coaching process, but AI is involved in some of my business processes? So just really thinking about that question of how are we using it? What is it that we need to tell clients in order for them to be really informed? And us being very mindful about how do we want to use it for ourselves and how do we want that to look in our coaching practice? It isn't easy, and I think it's going to get more complicated. But it is, it's an interesting dilemma to have. My personal belief now, 2 years on, is my clients get benefit from being able to do things like turn what we've talked about in a session, they turn that into actions working with my AI assistant. So I don't necessarily do, I don't necessarily do assessment debriefs, for example. I have a range of assessments, scientifically proven or validated assessments. They can do a debrief with the AI assistant much more cheaply, much more quickly, much more efficiently than they can set up a time with me. It's not cost effective for me or for them to do that. And it offers them the opportunity to debrief an assessment instead of just getting results and, you know, it having whatever effect getting the results has. So, you know, picking and choosing how we, thank you, Carla. So picking and choosing, you know, what we're using it for and being very explicit. And then it just making sure that we do communicate clearly with the client what's going on, particularly when anything changes. And that can be the most difficult piece, is that AI can creep into something and you don't know it's there. By the same token, a lot of companies are claiming their processes are AI enabled when what they mean is it isn't really AI per se. You know, the fact that they have an automated process that sends emails out does not make it AI. So that's the other thing, is we can sometimes get caught up in, yes, I'm using AI tools, and when you really dig into what the client, what the vendor is offering, it isn't really AI, it's automation, which is something different, or can be something different. So I want to thank you all for inviting me to be here today. I hope the conversation has sparked some thoughts and some ideas, and I look forward to I will send to Otal a link so that you can try the AI assistant and experiment with it. And I'm always open to feedback. It is actually going to be relocated to a different platform at some point soon. The people I've been partnering with have lost their funding. So they were venture capitalist funded, but I'm working with some people to be able to shift it over to a different platform and still keep it going. So.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you so much. Really, I really appreciate it. We appreciate your time and your knowledge, and we will be in touch for sure. So
okay.
Please take whatever you want, and I will transfer to my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate
you
on being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your self.
Thank you, Ruth. I accept your invitation.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, friends.
Thank you so much, Ruth.